It's just a few years ago since I was obsessed with sourdough, and most people in the country were. We talked to that woman somewhere in the Midlands who left her starter in the hot press and it exploded. Remember that? We were turning out cakes, buns, bread like never before during the pandemic, and of course sourdough was the king of them all. Chris Brownlow was bitten by the bacon bug, and he and his wife Sarah now run Bread with Benefits here in the Boyne Valley. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Bread with Benefits. Right. We won't talk any more about that. Okay. But Chris, you went from potatoes to bread.
So that's right.
You were a big tato man.
Yep. Yeah. I started working with the former company, Largo Foods, a guy called Ray Coyle, back in the mid-90s.
Right. And you were in charge of potato production, were you?
I was in charge of sourcing potatoes.
Aha.
And working with the growers and bringing them on with varieties and looking after the agronomy and the supply for the factory.
Well, you're the man then who knows the answer to this question. What is the perfect spud to make tato crisps with?
An Irish one.
All right. Ah, diplomatic, huh? Sarah, he wants to go into politics there. Yeah. So you're not going to nail your colours to the mast. No.
When I started out, we used a variety called Record.
Yes.
Now, Records were grown for consumption as well as for crisps. But the problem was when the spuds were expensive, the factory wouldn't get the spuds.
Ah, yes.
They'd sell them to the shops instead.
Yeah.
So that's why Ray had to, back in the day, start growing them himself so he can make sure he had supply to make the crisps.
Okay. So Sarah, do you want to describe your business, Bread with Benefits?
So Bread with Benefits, this is what I would call Chris's mid to late life crisis.
<That's right.
laughs> After 30 years of growing potatoes, he's had an immense passion for food and he's done so many cookery courses over the years, fitted in around the harvesting and all the rest of it. And this is what has evolved,
right,
shall we say, over time.
And it did it happen during COVID, like the rest of us, that obsession?
No, it didn't actually. I mean, it's funny because we mentioned you during our little bread days, you know, Ray's struggle with sourdough.
So we're
trying to demystify the whole thing around sourdough and make it really easy for you to. It's about the easiest method
you have classes.
It's a food experience that's based around bread.
Yeah.
So we're talking about sustainability and the environment, your health, not only the obvious things like weight and things, but mental health issues around food and how food can influence that. So the day is founded, the foundation of the day is around bread, but it's lots of other things,
right,
as well.
And you've started doing hen parties.
Yeah. You know, get money from anywhere, Ray, you know.
but kneading is sort of been productively mindful, isn't it? When you're kneading something.
You know, you're getting your hands in the dough, just totally connected to something else and all the noise gets switched off because your hands are connected with something. It's like pottery, or Sarah does art classes as well.
Yeah.
What
do I do? As a job?
No, I mean, it's a sort of, I thought it was a family business.
Well, I'm just the supporter. I go to work to keep the lights on.
Oh, right.
While
sorry,
the business
sorry,
is growing.
That's you're the most important person.
Yeah,
really.
Sarah keeps the lights on. Yeah. I mean, this is a passion project at the moment, and Sarah's works as a GP a couple of days a week.
Yeah.
So I do
two days a week in our a local practice. I've been there about 30 years. And
yes.
I do women's health. So.
Yes.
Again, for me, you know, being able to talk to women about the benefits of what they eat, you know, because you say diet to people and they just freak. But what we like to do is bring people in and make it easier.
Yeah.
And also an easier way of making bread, take the myth out of it, take the mystery out of it.
Here's the important question. I remember going to Tater Park before it was Emerald Park, and you always went home with a bag of crisps.
That's right.
Do the people who attend Bread with Benefits go away with a loaf of sourdough?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Brilliant.
Not
brilliant.
Only a loaf, you'll make your own butter and sourdough crackers and you know, all the recipes, and you'll help us prepare a plant-based lunch and things like that.
Great,
so, yeah.
Great.
And I know your listeners can't see it, but here's a beautiful loaf.
That's a handsome looking loaf.
It's a handsome looking loaf.
How do people get in touch?
Instagram, bread.with.benefits, website, breadwithbenefits.ie.
Right, and Chris Brownlow is your name. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in. Chris,
thank you.
Thank you
very
and
much.
And thank you for having us, Ray.
Yeah, I might come up and finally
absolutely,
do the course of the sourdough to bed. Okay, quick commercial break.